Hey everyone, this is Chelsea Schaefer. Welcome back to The Score. Now, funny story. This is the episode with the head and heel horses of the year, Clint Summers talking about Mr. Joe's Shadow Bar, and Colby Payne talking about Cut Off My Spots, his heel horse of the year. But I kind of had a feeling, I know they announce this every year about the same time, and the PRCA often waits till Friday afternoon to make these announcements. So it was last Friday. I was sitting around just doing some work in between the qualifying rounds of the Kojo and the short round on Saturday of the Kojo, and was just catching up on things on my desktop. And I realized that it was probably time that they were going to announce these horses of the year. And if you listened to our episode earlier this summer or earlier this fall about which horses the guys all thought were going to be horses of the year, I had a feeling that Clint Summers would be getting a call pretty soon from the PRCA letting him know that he won. And I had a feeling that Colby Payne was going to be getting a call. So I shot off a text to Clint and he said, just got off the phone with them. He won it. And then I immediately text Colby and he said, yep, PRCA just called. He won it. So the guys are really great. They called me immediately. We recorded this episode. So this is the fresh take from these guys as soon as they found out that their horses won the head and heel horse of the year. So we're going to start this episode off with Clint Summers talking about Joe.
Today's episode is presented by Fastback Ropes. They have long been supporters of all of our rope horse industry coverage, and we are so grateful for Fastback Ropes.
I feel like we knew it was going to happen this year. I don't know, at the beginning of the year, you knew this was going to happen. But for the last couple months, it's been pretty clear that he was the horse of the year. Is that how you felt?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't go that far. But, I mean, I had a good idea that he had a good chance to be, you know, horse of the year. He's definitely shined, and he's took a lot of runs, and he's just been Joe, I guess is how you'd sum it up. But He's been really good. Like I said, I wouldn't say I just was a guarantee, but I knew he had a good, very good chance at it.
What does it mean?
Oh, it means a lot, you know, especially to me, because I'm always big on trying to get the best horses that I can get and find. And obviously it looks like I just ride the heck out of Joe everywhere, but it wasn't easy finding a Joe, you know? And so it's hard to get off of him once you get one, but, winning horse of the year, you know, it's a big deal to me because I do really try hard to have the best horses, and that's what I've always wanted to do. And for him to win it, like I said, it's pretty cool because I feel like he deserved it, you know, and if any of them did, so.
Yeah. And you've got Tranny and you've got Joe there, yeah. Like the two, I mean, arguably two of the greatest to ever do it.
Yeah, I was actually looking at them today. I come in from lunch, and it was actually when I got the call. I just got back from lunch, and I was looking at Joe and Tranny. They have a lot that they stay in, and they're together, and I was just thinking about, you know, them two horses are two of kind of the greatest that's ever been. Not the best, but they're dang sure in the pool of them, and it's pretty cool having them, you know, together at the same time.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable, really. And they've both got such cool stories. Like Tranny came from the Adams family, and that's like such a legacy. And then Joe came from the Yates family, which is amazing. Right. Legacy horses. What are you doing to keep them both going still? Tranny's 21.
Man, Tranny, obviously Josh Harvey has a lot to do with it at OE. I do believe without him, I don't know that he'd still be going. So Josh has definitely took care of me. But besides that, you know, I don't do nothing special. He stays turned out except time to eat. And he stays on some Purina Senior Active, and he's on Equinity. And I ain't gonna lie, Equinity done miracles for him too. I seen that back when I first bought him. It's on my story there, the deal there with Equinity. Mm-hmm. He used to just kind of walk around. He'd come walking to the feed and all that. And 2 weeks of Equinity, and he would come loping from the back of his lot. I mean, it's pretty cool. And then, I mean, you can feel it. When you get on his back, you can feel the difference in when he was on it and when he wasn't on it. He just, Seems like he moves a lot better. And so between Aquinity and Purina and Josh Harvey, they've had him, they've kept him going for me.
Well, and this year has been obviously your horses took a ton of hauling, or Joe took a ton of hauling, but it wasn't like you went into the summer like able to coast through the summer. You and Jade
No.
needed to win.
No, me and Jay, neither one was in the top 50.
Yeah. That's crazy. Tell me about that. Tell me about the
Yeah,
year.
it's pretty wild. You know, 2 years ago I kind of did the same old deal with Jake Long, but I got asked several times this summer, man, when are you gonna give Joe a break? Because I had my yellow with me as well, and they're like, when are you going, when is enough that you're gonna like say that maybe ride Joe or the yellow, give Joe a break? I'm like, I don't know. That's a I don't, because I don't ever feel like I've got it made until it's over. It don't matter at what point I am. So I'm like, I really don't know. It's hard to get off Joe because all the rodeos pay so good, and I'm never comfortable. I never feel like I'm just totally in. So I'm like, I don't know when the point is that I get off Joe.
It's got to be hard, like, I mean, and I'm not picking on you, but you rode him to Clay Logan. There's a lot of money up for grabs at the Clay Logan.
Yeah,
You
for
rode
sure.
him at the Kojo. There's a lot of money up for grabs at the Kojo. What will you get off him for? Like, or I guess what is the bar? I mean, he sets such a high bar, is what I'm trying to
Well,
say.
them ropings at, you know, the Clay Logan and the Kojo, and then Bart's got his roping in a week from now as well. You know, them kind of ropings, you don't get to go to them every day. Yes, we get the jackpot every day, it seems like, living in Stephenville, but you don't get to go to them type jackpots. So long as the big money's up, I feel like I got to be on him. It's kind of dumb to leave him at the house. But because I kind of told him, I said, Joe, after Pendleton, he was on vacation because I rode training at Sioux Falls. And I told him, I said, bud, you got a couple weeks off, but when we get home, we got lots of jackpotting to do. So, but after Bart's deal next week or whenever it is, I'll probably give him a break. He won't go much until Fort Worth. I'll probably ride him at Fort Worth at the rodeo. But I'll take him. And honestly, I rode him the other day at Sioux Falls for the steer run through. And he honestly worked pretty dang good in that fast setup. So I'm thinking that for a backup for the finals, I think I might take him out there. But, you know, obviously I hope I don't have to get on him. I hope training stays good and rolling like he always does, and I'll stay on him. But he'll go, and he'll pretty much be on vacation though till Fort Worth.
That's good. What are you looking for in like the next Joe? And are you close? Like, have you felt anything where you were like, this is the next one?
You know, every now and then I kind of feel like I do in one, but then I don't. I want something that can dang sure take the runs, but also, you know, score, run, face, operate. And I know that's hard. That's like a unicorn, but they're out there. You just got to find them. You know, they might not be the place that you think they would be at, but there's another one somewhere out there. You just, it takes a, you got to go through a lot of them to find the one. And I think that's the biggest part, is if you're a header, you can't ever quit looking. Even if you have, you know, a herd of great horses, the minute you quit looking is the minute you get behind.
And it's for that reminds me that like not every person that's going to listen to this knows Joe's whole story, and I feel like we've told it many times, but where did you first see Joe?
I seen Joe the first time. I don't remember what year exactly it was, but it was 2 years before I got him. And I seen him at the BFI, and JD was riding him. And I was riding JV back then. And JV, I thought, was pretty amazing whenever I was riding him. But I seen Joe go with JD over there, and I was like, holy smokes, look at this horse. And obviously, I'm not wanting to say nothing to anybody because I don't want nobody else beating me to the punch. But I went to Trevor, and I'm like, Trevor, have you seen that horse? And he's like, yeah, he's good, huh? I said, yeah, he's very good. I said, I think I need to go talk to him. So I did. Obviously, he didn't want to sell him back then, but that was the first place I seen him, was at the BFI, and it was like, holy cow, what is he riding?
And how did you talk him into selling him?
Well, if you know JD, it don't happen overnight.
No.
I begged him, obviously, that day, and I called him a few times, and then I would see him here and there, because during them times, if you've seen JD, going anywhere to rope for big money. He was riding him. So every time I seen him, I'd kind of pester him a little bit. And seen him the next year at the BFI again. Horse was outstanding. And finally, the next year at the Spicer Group, we were riding around and he came to me and told me, he said, "You still interested in my horse?" I said, "Yes, sir, you know that." And he said he was riding a sorrel that day, and he said, "Well, I'm gonna ride him the sorrel today. And if he ain't too green for what I need to do, I might sell you that horse." So I'm like, "Sweet, heck yeah, let me know." So all day I'm like, "Please, horse, work for JD." But anyway, he did. He worked good, and JD called me that night and he said, "Hey, come try him. He ain't for sale, but if you want him, he is to you." So sure enough, I did, and I think I ran like four steers on him that day. I didn't need to run no more, and it was a match. And then he did let me ride him that night at Pueblo at the rodeo. We were both up, so it was a cool deal, cool story, you know. It was dang sure worth the wait.
Yeah, I think at some point you and I found pictures, or like I found pictures and sent to you of like Dick leading him. Like Dick rode him. That horse was like a Yates family
Yep. Well, that's
heirloom.
actually what JD had told me the first time I asked. He told me it wasn't for sale, but told me he was Mr. Dick's horse. And then he kind of told me that he thought he'd run a little bit hard for Mr. Dick. So that was part of the reason, too, that they were thinking about getting rid of him. So, but he's cool. You know, like practicing, I don't even practice on him much anymore, really and truly. For a while, I used to would rope slow steers on him and jack around with him. And he, I mean, he'll do whatever you want him to do, but it's like, "Hey, man, I'm ready. I don't want to do all this. I'm ready to go to town." He's kind of gotten set in his ways, and which I like. I mean, I just exercise him nowadays.
Well, now I video you all the time, and I
Right.
video driggers all the time, and you two hurt my arms at how long you jack around in the box on Joe and Oliver. Like, and
Yeah.
I should know by now, but I don't. Like, I think like the one time that I don't get ready, I'm gonna miss you. So, like, what are you feeling for with Joe in the box? And you can tell me I'm a liar or like that's
No,
incorrect, but I
I
do
do. I take a
know.
little while. Caleb actually he gave me about that
Caleb gave you about it?
over the year, like rodeoing. Well, I had a certain steer, and I backed in the box, and I literally like I hit the corner, and I went, and something happened in the run, and I got up there back, and we started talking. I was like, "Heck, I didn't even know what's going on. You never nod that fast." And I'm like, "Whatever." But Joe's always set, really and truly. I think it's like a combination. Maybe I'm a little bit on the muscle, and which might put him just a hair, which he don't look it. He always backs straight in the box and stands there. But I don't know. It's like a, I don't know. I have a certain feel in there. There's a certain moment that he'll tell you, like, you'll feel him like a breath or something. He relaxes just a little bit, and it's like, "All right, I'm ready."
No, you can definitely like you and Caleb are different but the same. Like I can see what he's feeling with Oliver. Or, like I can't see it, but you can see that he's
Right.
feeling something. Oliver's doing something different and he wants something to change. Joe,
Yes.
a lot of times I just feel like you're just standing there making helping me tone my arms or something. Like
Well, he don't really like you don't really see it, is what I'm saying. Like you don't see him change much, but you might feel, or I do, in my reins, in his neck or something. His neck might loosen just a touch or something like that, and then I know, all right, we're ready.
Got it.
If I
Got it.
back in there and he hits the corner, but he's braced just a touch more than I want, I just sit there because I know he'll give in here in just a second, and then we're ready to rock and roll.
That's awesome. I do know that you just sit there
I do sit there quite a bit.
keenly aware of it.
Yeah, Jade's kind of said that before too. He knows I spend a little time in the box.
I do. I like always look over with one eye to see if Bodak's just standing there chilling while Jade's doing it, because like I can't really see what Jade's doing usually because I'm usually filming you in the box, but I've checked on him a couple times. Like everybody.
I like letting him and Bodak bond a little
Oh yeah, that's exactly what they need. That's awesome.
bit.
Well, thank you, sir. Oh hey, is Clax ever gonna be able to ride Joe, or is Joe?
Oh yes. No, Joe is Clax. If you ask him, he'll tell you, "Joe, who's your horse? Joe? Joe?" So I always try to say transmission, you know. I'm like, transmission's more your style, but He likes the word Joe, so I
Yeah.
guess it
It's
might be his one day.
a little easier to
Yeah,
say,
probably by the
probably.
time he gets ready, Joe Dang should be mailed out and ready for him.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, I mean, at this rate, hopefully Tranny's also still going strong, though.
I would love for that to happen because Kenny's definitely not going nowhere.
Well, hey, Bob won second behind you
Did
on
he?
Horse of the Year, and that's
Well, he
pretty
deserved
cool.
it for sure. I
Yes.
mean, that horse, for his age and everything that Riley's done over the years on that horse, and for him to still be going, I mean, Bob's one of the greatest to ever go. I mean, like I said, it wasn't a given to me that Joe was going to win it. I didn't know Bob had a chance too, because that's a great horse, and Riley would tell you, I think, over anybody. I mean, them kind don't come around every day, and when you do finally get one and you have them for a while, you're dang sure thankful and grateful for them.
Yeah, no, I think it's really exciting that Bob was second at 23, like, 'cause that means who knows,
Yes.
Bob could go to 25 and then Tranny could go to
You
26
never
and
know. You never
yeah.
know.
That's
You
awesome.
know, I do get asked that quite a bit, and I know it's about Joe, but I get asked that about training. Like, how long do you think you'll go? I'm like, hey, I don't even want to talk about this. Like, change subject. I'm scared to even talk about it.
Well, I know, like, I mean, Rooster and Tranny, I don't know, they've both been used on and off forever, and they're obviously different, but Rooster is bored, like, standing at the lazy, like, he's ready to go somewhere still, too. So I think,
Oh, guaranteed. I
yeah.
think that they bred them horses, that way they when they did make a great one, they were bred to last and be tough, and them guys, they did a good job.
So tough, absolutely. Well, thank you very much, sir. You have
All
a
right,
good
well.
night.
Today's episode is presented by Fastback Ropes. They have long been supporters of all of our rope horse industry coverage, and we are so grateful for Fastback Ropes. Every rope Fastback produces reflects their commitment to craftsmanship, durability, and performance. Qualities that Fastback knows are essential to the roper. Fastback's mission remains steadfast to lead the industry through innovation, quality, and customer satisfaction. Fastback's excited about the new opportunities the year holds and is committed to exceeding your expectations at every turn. Your success is Fastback Rope's success, and they are honored to be part of your journey. Learn more at fastbackropes.com. You can order ropes, find a local real retailer, download the catalog, or shop for gear and Fastback merch. Again, that is fastbackropes.com. And if you want to get a hold of them, you can call 817-279-1851. All right, we will continue this episode with Colby Payne talking to me about Coon. We are recording this right after you just found out you won Heel Horse of the Year. What were you in the middle of roping when you found out?
I was just getting finished up. I'd actually just got off of Coon.
Really? What was your reaction? Were you, I mean, I feel like we talked before and we thought he was going to be in the running, but did and it
Yeah.
seemed like a lot of guys thought he was going to win.
I thought he had a pretty good chance to win it, but then now that it's official, it's pretty special to me. We've always kind of taken pride in having nice horses and the history with Coon, and I feel like we've got some good young horses coming up also. Like it, we love good horses, so for this award, it's as good as it gets to us.
You say we and us. Are you
Like
speaking for your
me and
family?
my dad, me and my dad are on the same team.
Got it. Got it. So,
We also have a great guy working for us, Vitor da Silva, that stays home with my dad, so like we'll. Ever it seems like I might find one or two a year, and my dad's always looking, at whether it's from the cutting ranches if we can get them before they've done too much cutting, but we're always looking. And so Vitor, like whenever I leave to go rodeo, he rides all my young ones while I'm gone, and I get back and they're even better than when I left them. So we've got a pretty good program going.
got it. Well, you mentioned you've had Coon on and off, I guess, forever. Give me your whole history with the horse. You bought him as a
Okay,
3-year-old?
so I bought Coon as a 3-year-old from Ren Richard, and he was started and the best looking 3-year-old ever. He was beautiful, blood bay. But he was a little hot in the box, just like high strung as it gets, you know? And so I kind of rode him like a practice horse, just practiced on him. He was good enough to do that, and he got pretty good. Well, he was 6, and at the time I was still young, and I had all my older horses that were more finished, obviously. And Dustin Davis was looking, and he come and rode him, or maybe I'd let him ride Coon somewhere anyways. So Double D bought him, and then he pretty much went and finished him. He amateur rodeoed on him, pro rodeoed on him some, and then Rich Skelton bought him from Double D. And it took me about a year to do this, but I had told Rich a few years ago, I said, I would love to have that horse back if you ever want to sell him. And he kind of laughed at me. Well, it took about a year, and he said, hey, I'm ready to slow down. I don't need this nice of a horse. Da, 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 da. So I go to Rich's maybe like the next day, and I ride him. I bought him. First place I took him to was St. Angelo in 22, and I think maybe won second in the first round, second or third in the average, won like 10 or 12,000 on him the very first place I took him. And it wasn't like I bought him and it was just a game changer type deal right away. But the year following, I would say 23, I really got with him. And then last year, obviously, my biggest wins were on him, jackpotting, rodeo, and the whole deal.
What did it take for you to really kind of get back with him? What was the,
I
I don't know.
think just riding him more. And I know people probably think I'm stupid for letting as many people on as I did. I just heard Drigger's podcast the other day. I bet there was literally 6 or 7 of us that rode him at Pecos, and it's a horse race, you know, it's a hand pull barrier. But Coon is the type that if I ride him now, I might run 3 or 4 a day on him, but just needs to be doing something, whether I just saddle him and put him on the walker. But I had an older horse at the time that was kind of like my safety net, so I always had a hard time getting off of that horse. And then that horse got older and I sold him, and then it was like, all right, I've got no choice but to ride Coon. And we went to click, and it didn't take long. But honestly, I think just riding him more, he's one of those horses that you don't want to just turn out and catch him when it's time to go, you know.
Yeah, well,
he
you've said before he's like a little bit of a pest too. Like, is
no
that
he
his
is he's just
personality?
He has so much energy, and it's good. Like, there's nothing ill about him, but he'll get fresh and he feels good, which I think is why he is so good. You know, like, honestly, he probably gets better in the summertime when he's been on the trailer for 2 weeks straight and hauling all night and the whole deal, you know.
Yeah. How did he handle Vegas last year? Tell me about riding him at the Thomas and Mack.
I thought he felt great to me. He's super forgiving. You can kind of put him in any position you want to, and he wants to help you. He's never going to take anything away from you. I would say going into it, even as fast as Coon is, I had some fresh muleys, making sure that we were firing from the back of the box as hard as we could. But other than that, he's pretty simple.
And what his favorite, I mean, he's pretty simple everywhere. He was good at the Thomas and Mack. He was good at Salinas and Cheyenne and press, you know, like you said, everywhere people have been getting on him. Is there a scenario that you like him better?
He's really fun to ride at Cheyenne because that's an easy place to feel like you're chasing the whole time. And I've got videos I'll watch sometime, and Coon can he can I'm not saying like you can still see a start where you don't shove the steer, but you will be up there waiting for your header, pulling almost, you know. And not many horses can do that there, it don't seem like.
Yeah. And I mean, we talked about this when we did the pre Horse of the Year podcast, but you have Coon and then you have Turbo. Coon has officially now unseated Turbo as in a lot of ways because he was your ace during this year, and Turbo is the 3-time and reigning Horse of the Year. Tell me, like, elaborate a little bit more about the dynamics in those two horses and like where you ride each and what each one means to you.
Well, I figured it was about time people were tired of seeing Turbo win it. That's what Pat told me whenever I bought him. He said, "Hey, now you know how this is gonna look if Turbo don't win this year, right?" And I said, "Well, this makes it even better." But it's awesome to have both of them. Turbo obviously is hard to beat. Also, like towards the end of the summer, I kind of camped out on Coon for the most part, and I got home. I hadn't rode Turbo in a couple weeks. Then I ride Turbo, and it's like, gosh dang, this horse is unbelievable too, you know. But I really like Turbo and the fast setups. Turbo is way above average speed, but he's not as fast as Coon. Turbo gets to the right place at the right time and finishes unbelievable. But all in all, Coon is probably more forgiving, but yeah, it's hard to say anything bad about either one of them.
Can we, I mean, I feel like it's confirmed who's riding who in Vegas. I think I have permission to say who's riding Turbo in Vegas, or are you going to change your mind?
Yep.
Or do you guys, is that plan
No,
still?
we've already made our deal. Wesley's gonna ride Turbo.
That's cool. And that's cool. Like from a sports fan perspective, it's cool.
Wesley was thinking the first week I owned him, which was right around the American, he called. He said, "Any of this big stuff, you don't want to ride him. I want first shot at whichever horse you choose not to ride." So it's a good business move for all of
Yeah,
us.
for sure. Now what kind of maintenance does Coon take at this point of the game?
He's very tough. He's one of those, I think you could cut his foot off and he's gonna try to give you a chance. I take him 2 or 3 times a year and just get him injected, usually hock, stifles, just typical, but I don't do anything crazy to keep him going at all.
What feed does he get? What's his supplement and feed regimen? Anything crazy?
Alfalfa for the most part. Pretty much alfalfa. He's that kind of horse. I've found these the treats that are kind of like molasses, and I can stick his Prevacox in there, and that's what he gets.
That's awesome. What does okay, so the last few years you had a rough 2023 campaign. It ended rough. 2024 was amazing, like super, like year of a lifetime. What does it mean to make it back this year?
It's awesome. They say it's always hard to, it's easier to get to the top than it is to stay at the top. So after last year, it was an experience like no other, but then I come home more motivated to make sure I stay on that side of things, you know. So it's definitely something you don't want to take for granted, but it will keep you working when you are home to do all you can to make sure you can keep your horses working good. And the saying, the harder you work, the luckier you get, is true.
Now, Coon and Turbo were both in their teens. You said you just got off a bunch of young horses. Tell me what are the up and comers in your barn?
So one of them is mine. He's a 4-year-old gray that I actually just rode in the pro-am at the Clay Logan the other day. Vitor has made him for me. He's coming along really good. I think he has some really good stuff about him. I don't know if he's going to be something that I want to put in the string someday, or a good using horse or general public type horse. My dad has a Palomino that he bought from the San Juan Ranch that's 3 years old, and who knows, anything can happen, but I've never rode a 3-year-old that feels like this one. This one is more promising to have all the extra stuff that I need, but
Is he a CD Diamond or an SJR Diamond Mist from the San Juan Ranch?
he's a CD Diamond.
Gotcha. That
And
was a trick
so
question.
that
Very
horse,
good. That
but
was I didn't mean for that to be a trick question, but as it was coming out of my mouth, I was like, there's a lot of guys that wouldn't know the answer to that. So
right.
good job.
No, he that horse is special, but I do think like it's almost crazy how good he is at 3 years old. So I think I'm gonna pour it to him for another couple weeks right here, and then maybe turn him out until the new year and let him be a horse and let him grow up a little bit.
Got it. Now, what's the NFR practice going to look like?
Last year I got some fresh muleys and I loved it. I'm probably going to try to do the same thing this year. I felt good going in, and more so just for the horse's sake. Like, whenever, and Clay told me this going into the finals last year, and I didn't understand, is like, it would be so easy to sit in the NFR setup and just run 100 steers a day, you know, but I could see where it would get horses tight and not running. And I want everything to stay fresh. So I'll get some fresh muleys a few weeks before, and I'll ride my good horses and run three or four, quality over quantity. And as long as the horses, everything feels good, I'll try to keep it simple.
Perfect. Well, thank you and congratulations on the
Yep.
award.
Thanks, Chelsea.
I appreciate it, Colby. All right, I'll talk to you
Yeah.
later. Thank you for listening to today's episode of The Score. Thanks, Clint. Thanks, Colby, for giving me a call as soon as you found out your horses won. Really, really excited for you. This is Joe's second Horse of the Year award, and this is Coon's first. So hopefully we see many more with these guys. And thanks for listening to The Score year in and year out.